Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. This is NABWIC Talk. Welcome, everyone, to NABWIC Talk.
Okay.
This morning, we have a beautiful guest, a Ms. Sherriet Snipes, who is an authority in diversity. Sherry, are you on the line yet?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Deborah Thompson, your host for NABWIC Talk today. I hope that I will do a great job with you and help everyone understand the great work that you do around the country with your job and in your community work. Sherry, can you share with us this morning how long you have been a part of the American Institute of Architects and what your role is in that position?
Absolutely. I've been with the American Institute of Architects, also known as AIA, for about 3.5 years, and my role is Director of Diversity and Inclusion. So it's a great opportunity. I love what I'm doing, and I get to work with lots of members and volunteers. The American Institute of Architects, for those of you that don't know, is a professional association for the architecture profession.
Thank you so very much for sharing that. I myself have been a part of the diversity movement for some time, working with the African American Chamber of Commerce and working with a diverse group of various business owners around the state of Florida. This has been a rewarding experience for me, and as sure it has been for you. Being a part of the American Institute of Architects, and I've worked with that group in the construction industry over several years, doing a project back in the 80s was as a preservationist. Can you share with us some of the things that the American Institute of Architects gets into, along with setting the standard for the industry and the classroom participation, as well as the educational, continuing education opportunities that are available?
Absolutely. So as you know, my role is diversity and inclusion, but the AIA overall does provide continuing education for architects and allied professionals to make sure that the standards are adhered to within the architectural industry. Those licensed architects with the AIA behind their name, it means just that they are licensed architects, and most of whom have attended a NAB-accredited architecture program. So they have a Bachelor of Architecture, Master of Architecture. Now, that's not everyone, but, you know, there are some pretty rigorous standards to be considered a licensed architect in the United States. My role is, as Director of Diversity, I get the pleasure and the honor of doing outreach to ensure that the Institute is fostering an environment that is very inclusive, diverse and inclusive. As with many industries, there are opportunities to enhance the diversity of the profession. And so I work with a small staff and many, many volunteers across the country to design and deploy programs focused on enhancing the diversity of within the profession. We have a number of initiatives.
That is very exciting. Can you share with us some of those initiatives?
Absolutely. The Women in Architecture is a big, big initiative that we have. In the profession, there are women make up about 40% of those students in schools that are graduating with degrees. However, at the AIA, licensed females in the profession are about 15%. So we have some opportunities there. So we're focused on a pretty big initiative around women in architecture, whereby we're focused on leadership development as well as building a network of women across the country, mentoring programs, et cetera, et cetera.
That is so exciting. I know you get a reward just for being a part of that profession and being a part of this sector of it. Diversity is very important, and we know that your work has been very important in inclusion of women in architecture. Normally, we think of the industries of architect and construction as being a men's only type of industry. But I think that with your work and with the work of others around the country, that women are now taking a lead and doing very well in that industry. Is that is correct?
Yes, women are taking leadership roles in the industry, most definitely. One thing that I've observed is that many women, even in the economic downturn, have decided to start their own firms. They are have stepped out and said, you know what, I'm going to do it my own way, and I can work for myself just as well as I can work for anybody else. So it's pretty inspiring to work with these.
That is very magical. What programs have you seen and initiatives have been most successful in your work with the AIA to make sure that not only women but minorities, because we see an influx of minorities also coming into that field, do we not?
We do. We would like to see a much larger influx, to be quite frank. But two other really strong initiatives that I'd like to talk about briefly. One is our education initiative, which is our K-12 programming, where we're focused on just that, in exposing youth to architecture at an earlier age. And the second one is multiculturalism. So in terms of successful programs, our K-12 initiative is pretty successful. We have a program called Shadow an Architect, whereby literally we have students shadow an architect, particularly at AIA's National Convention, which is held annually in a different city across the country. And at our National Convention, we have upwards of 18,000 people that come through the trade show. So we bring in local students to shadow architects and learn about architecture. One of our biggest success stories is a program called that we partnered with Mattel, with the I Can Be an Architect Barbie that was released last year. Barbie has a new career every year. Last year, a few of our members championed that Barbie was an architect, so that program continues to have value. We brought in 400 New Orleans girls at our convention last year, second and third graders, to learn about architecture and be mentored by female architects. And we're excited because we're actually, Chicago Public Schools has partnered with our AIA Chicago office to introduce the program. It's coming up next month in Chicago. So if anyone out there is listening and you're going to be in Chicago in early November, particularly if you're in the architecture and construction industry, we're looking for mentors to introduce students to architecture in Chicago Public Schools. So that's one of our big successes that continues to drive value across the profession.
Well, that is magical, as we say in Disney World, with Barbie and Mattel taking on an active role in working with a very important profession. You, too, have been a leader in trying to push diversity and inclusion throughout the country. Tell us a little bit about your nonprofit that you started.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I started a nonprofit called Global Diversity Collaborative last year. I've had the pleasure of meeting a lot of people and traveling globally, particularly those that are focused on diversity and inclusion, whether it is their role in a corporation or whether they're in other nonprofits or in the education arena. So the Global Collaborative, my goal is to connect people. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's an opportunity to create a collective capacity around people that are trying to make a difference, people in corporations. Right now, there are many folks that are actually connected to me via social media. I put out a newsletter, a couple of newsletters every day, as well as I'm a big tweeter and Facebooker and LinkedIn, to let people know what's happening in the industry and in the profession and even in social arenas. So that's the Global Collaborative. Pretty excited about that and just continuing to connect people and that are trying to make a difference.
Well, you seem to be doing an excellent job. Along with all of your busy work and doing the things that you do as a volunteer, you actually have time to sit down or stand up or do whatever it takes to get that information out through the newsletter and through Twitter. Can you explain to us just a little bit how important it is, the social media aspect of all of our daily lives, and especially for women in construction, women in architecture, women in transportation, to get the word out, to continuously let people know what is going on in those industries.
Absolutely.
Can you share some with us about why it is important?
Yeah, social media to me is transformational. It's transforming and has transformed how we communicate and how we connect. I'm personally more likely to, you can message me through Twitter or Facebook or LinkedIn. I just became a Tumblr member. So it's critical, I think, for in terms of connecting to people that you may, frankly, never see face-to-face. And it's also critical in terms of communicating and getting your message out there, particularly for business people in the multiculturalism arena. And it's also, I find that it is an inexpensive way to brand yourself or brand your business or brand your initiative. In my role at the AIA, we have a Facebook group where we've connected people in the profession that are, again, focused on diversity and inclusion. So I encourage anybody out there to join the AIA Diversity Inclusion Facebook group. We also have a group on LinkedIn that has the same purpose. I also tweet. And also we have done a couple of national tweet chats around diversity and inclusion. We've done two on women in architecture. And we've done one on diversity and inclusion. The diversity and inclusion one was called, I think it was called Keeping It Real about diversity and inclusion. And it was hosted by, facilitated by an architect, Craig Vandeveer out of Atlanta. We also did one, we also try to make sure that there is a cross-pollination and cross-representation in terms of who's conducting the tweet chats. Additionally, I'd like to mention that we, in the multiculturalism front, I try not to use the word minority anymore. I think it's an old term and, frankly, isn't necessarily representative of really what's happening in the United States and abroad. But we have a partnership in alliance with NOMA, which is the National Organization of Minority Architects. So we tweet each other, we retweet and modify tweets what's going on in both arenas. And I'd just like to highlight another program on the multiculturalism front. We just hosted a Strength Through Diverse Cities program down in Dallas this past weekend. And that was our inaugural diversity forum. And the goal is that we actually move that around the country. It's a local program where we are working to design a prototype so the AIA chapters can foster diversity on a local level. So much of what I do is on a national level, but I work with a volunteer committee that actually, and I have to give them credit for the idea, that actually said, you know, let's try to get something, create a program that our chapters can implement on a local level that doesn't have to cost a lot of money. And just to bear with me, our keynote for that program was Sylvia Acevedo, who actually started her career as a rocket scientist. She was amazing. And she talked about the kaleidoscope of the shifting demographics of the United States. And we had a closing keynote, a gentleman by the name of Clyde Porter, FAIA. And Clyde is an architect and a fellow of the Institute, a former Whitney M. Young Award winner. That's an AIA recognition program award winner for people doing extraordinary things in diversity. And also, Clyde runs, I believe he's the vice chancellor for Dallas County Community College System, and it is the second largest education university system in the United States with 85,000 students. He has a huge capital budget, and Clyde is doing some amazing things around the industry, but really giving opportunities and ensuring that opportunities are accessible to everyone, not just those that are mainstream that have done, you know, huge projects. And it's interesting to hear his story. And if you get the chance, I encourage you to look up Clyde Porter because I consider him a friend, but he's also amazing. And I say that to say that part of my role was also to share and to promote what people are doing around the country. So I kind of get to have a platform to help other people be recognized and do what they do very well. And I'm sorry to ramble on about that, but I'm just very passionate about the opportunities that are out there and, you know, letting people know that there are folks in the profession that are doing some amazing things.
That's no problem. We're just very proud to have this morning with us. This is NABWIC Talks. Our radio guest today is Ms. Sherry Snipes, who is a leader in the American Institute of Architects as their diversity coordinator. Ms. Snipes, we also note in your bio that you just recently received a national award. Can you tell the audience a little bit about the program that gave you that award?
Well, just a quick correction. I'm actually director of diversity at the Institute, which is the lead role around diversity and inclusion. In terms of the award, there's a couple of things. I'm not quite sure which one you're referring to, but I actually was honored with the Network Journal's 2011 award of the 25 most influential women in business. And Aziz Adetiran is actually the publisher of the Network Journal. So that's pretty prestigious, so thank you for asking. But also, as I continue the work around diversity and inclusion, the second organization that I recently founded with a good friend of mine is called the Dandy Awards, which is the Diversity and Inclusion Awards, and that is not an AIA program. It's a Sherry Snipes program. I'm working with Glow Media and their president, Cheryl Gentry. And essentially, the goal there is to create a platform to showcase organizations that are doing, again, great work around diversity and inclusion. We wanted to tell the positive stories. We hear so much about discrimination, and, you know, there's so much negative in the media, and it's the reality in a lot of cases. But my goal there was really to tell the positive stories and to showcase organizations that are doing great things. So I encourage you all to look up dandyawards.com. It's D-A-N-D-I.com, dandyawards.com, excuse me. And just to highlight that program, it was held in New York City in July 31st of this year at the New York Times building. And we held an executive forum on diversity all day, and then that evening everybody went and changed and put on black tie, and we held the Dandy Awards, and we're calling it the Oscars of Diversity to really celebrate what's going on. A couple of highlights of that program, we do have about 20 categories for diversity awards, more industry-specific or profession-specific. A couple of winners of that was the arts and culture category. I'd like to give a shout-out to Daryl McKissick and Dr. Edward Jackson for the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial. They actually won in the arts and culture category for that iconic symbol on the mall, on the National Mall. I'd also like to give...
Great.
Yes.
That is great. I'm just so excited. It's magical to just hear some of the things that you are doing and to hear the things, and
thank
I didn't mean to
you.
Cut you off. You're just amazing. What do you do in your spare time if you're always working, always doing community work, and trying to get this diversity and inclusion as a mantra or a main theme in our society? How do you spend your spare time?
My spare time, actually I have two boys. A fifth grader and a seventh grader, so they keep me pretty busy. So I am a single mom, and I'm raising two very active and intelligent boys that keep me on my toes. Believe it or not, in my spare time, I also do diversity as well. I speak, a good friend of mine is actually in Austria, and she has a diversity program. I go there annually to emcee her program. It's called the EU Diversity Business Leadership Congress, and it's a wonderful program, and I've been working with Beatrice Achalake for I think I met her in 2008, and participating in her program. So really trying to get that global reach as well. But
that's
it's
great. Awesome.
You know, I feel blessed to have all of these opportunities, to be quite honest. And then I think I'm in my old age. I'm becoming what a friend of mine calls a serial entrepreneur. So I do my work for the American Institute of Architects, which is absolutely critical and rewarding, and I love it. But also, you know, my mind is active, so I'm constantly thinking of other things to do and leveraging partnerships. Another program that I'm working on is a multicultural business forum and executive golf challenge with another colleague of mine, not at AIA, but someone that I know very well. And our goal there is that it's all about entrepreneurism and really exposing, I'm going to say connecting successful entrepreneurs with corporate diversity officers and supplier diversity officers. So that's coming. We're working on the prototype for that, but really making those connections for people and helping them to connect. And over the game of golf, because we know that deals are made on the golf course, and if our multicultural brothers and sisters are not where the deals are being made, then we are often left out of the decision-making process. So our goal there is to leverage networks, of which mine are extensive, as are my business partners, to help people connect and really cut through some of the supplier diversity red tape. And I'm working with a gentleman, Eddie Graves, out of Connecticut, and Wendell Haskins, who is an avid golfer and has some golf tournaments. Wendell is the founder and president of the Original Tee.
That's very exciting. We have NABWIC, a National Association of Black Women in Construction, and we would like to also be a partner with you and some of the things that you do in and around diversity. We work very hard because NABWIC is the voice of black women in construction and the voice of women in construction. Sherry, with all of the things that you have done, we do have some callers, it appears, but can you tell us what's next on the continuum for Sherry Snipes?
Oh, thank you so much. What's next is to continue what I'm doing. I feel that there's still more work to be done at the American Institute of Architects, and to continue to connect people and give folks a platform to do great work. And I would be remiss if I didn't say that I work with volunteers primarily at the American Institute of Architects. So it's pretty exciting because this is their passion as well. And to continue with the properties and the programs that I've talked about, and to continue to connect people so that we can all collectively really make a difference, so that one day we actually might be post-racial, to be a bit provocative for a minute.
Excellent. That is a great dream for all of us. Again, this is NABWIC and NABWIC Talks, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We would like to thank Sherry Snipes for sharing with us this morning. Again, Sherry, my last question to you is, what do you think that the women at NABWIC can do to work in collaboration with you, some of the programs that you have? We have programs of our own, and we have one coming up, very special, our Industry Day. We want to thank Ann McNeil, who is our leader, and president of the National Association of Black Women in Construction, for having the vision to lead us towards diversity, inclusion, and other things. How can we get involved with the American Institute of Architects and some of the volunteer programs that you have created to make NABWIC a stronger, more viable organization for women in construction?
Absolutely. I think this is the beginning. Anne, and I thank Anne for inviting me as well. Anne actually spoke at a conference that AIA had in Miami a couple of years ago, which was called the Diversity Marketplace Roundtable. And Anne, I know I still owe you that tape. I promise to get it to you. But essentially, it's about collaboration, and I would say this is the beginning of that conversation to figure out how we move forward. The Industry Day is something that I participated in personally for a couple of years, and I'd like to bring some more folks from the AIA fold to that day, which is held annually at Cardoza High School in Washington, D.C. But additionally, we have I'm spearheading with two of my committee members starting up a social network around women in architecture and design, and it's an easy move to add construction to that. But AIA has its own social network that actually anyone can join, whether or not you're a member. So that is something that I would like to give the link to yourself and Anne and members to encourage you to join our LinkedIn community, but more importantly, the internal social network, which anybody can join, and I think a lot of people don't realize that. It's called KnowledgeNet, to create that collective capacity, and let's identify, one to two key things where we can get the ball rolling in terms of the collaboration. In terms of the programs that I mentioned that are not AIA, that's an easy fix. Let's consider as of right now that NABWIC is a collaborator on those programs. So
very
I hope that answers
good.
Your question, but I think we need to keep talking and let's sit down and prioritize and make it happen.
That's what we will do. We're all about making things happen. Again, this is NABWIC Talks, the blog show for women in construction. NABWIC Talks is here every Wednesday morning at 8:30, and this morning we have the illustrious, the magnanimous Ms. Sherry Snipes with the AIA, American Institute of Architects, who is the Director of Diversity and Inclusion for that organization, but is also a leader in several other nonprofit organizations that collaborate with women and others, minorities, and various business groups of diverse backgrounds to come together and let's make our country and our society a better country. Leadership, not only in the United States, but throughout the world, can be ours at a wink, at a tweet, at a click. And I think that you're telling us that through all of the things that you do with the social media, the multiculturalism, the diversity and inclusion of everything that we do, we should always be looking forward and seeing how we can make our cities, our counties, our country a better world for all of us. We want to thank you, Ms. Snipes. Our time is coming to an end, and we did not have any other questions, unless there are some out in the audience, to give to you this morning. We want to tell you that we really appreciate you sharing with us. We want you to continue to share. And again, the area of collaborism with the National Association of Black Women in Construction, we want you to work with us with that. Again, to all of our members and our listening audience, we ask you to tweet and retweet. Share this show with others. You can also find it online, and we did have it recorded this morning. So, Sherry, share this with your friends. We want all of our members of NABWIC to share it with your friends. And this is Deborah Thompson with NABWIC Talks. And did you have any closing remarks or anything that you might want to say to the listening audience?
Thank you so much, Deborah. I would just like to say to the audience to find your passion and to not let anybody tell you that you can't do it, and stay your course. And, success is yours. It's within the grasp of your hands. And I look forward to collaborating with NABWIC as we move forward. And I also encourage anybody to reach out to me. I am my Twitter handle is @1, Diversity Diva. And you can find me on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter, and I will connect and look forward to collaborating with anyone, with everyone. And thank you again. Thank you so much to Anne McNeil, and thank you, Deborah, for the invite and the lovely interview. This has been a lot of fun. Thank you.
And
thank
Sherry, you so much. We like to be fun. Take care. This is Deborah Thompson of NABWIC Talk sitting in.
Yep.
For Rachel,
Deborah.
And we will see you again next week, Wednesday, 8:30. Join NABWIC Talk, the blog
Deborah.
Talk show, Women in Construction.
Okay, Vivona,
thank you.
Vivona, I got it. Thank you. Sherry and Deborah, thank you. This is Anne McNeil, the Master Builder, Building Stronger and Better Lives, and on behalf of the National Association of Black Women in Construction, also known as NABWIC, We just want to thank Deborah and also Sherry for a great show. And Sherry, we're looking forward to your not just participation in the way that was discussed, but really a stronger strategic partner, because our vision for Black women in construction, and I know that you know, we do want to get away from the word minority, but I think that at another show we can discuss the fact that we as African-American women, we're the hands that rock the cradle,
CBC,
if you will. And with that being said, we really look forward to having you come back in a different show, having a different conversation, because there are some things that we must discuss that nobody's really talking about as relates to African-American women in this industry. And our desire and goal and vision is to go back and encourage young girls in junior high school, and colleges, and also young women to come into the construction industry, whether they are architects, engineers, contractors, subs, you know, designers, suppliers, professionals, it doesn't matter. You know, just imagine if we connect with each other, what can we do to help support each other? And so the whole discussion about diversity becomes almost mute, because when you look at the African-American women who are in control in the private sector, public sector, and the government sectors, just imagine if we connected. So we want to thank you for coming on as our guest, but also, Deborah, you did a wonderful job, so I think you should get ready to continue to host the show. I can just see the smile on her face. All right, and with that, I just wanted to just chime in and say thank you. All right, thank you.
Thank you so much, and look forward to it.
Bye-bye. All right, thank you. All right, Deborah.
Okay, thank you very much for all of those comments. That was our, again, illustrious leader, Ms. Ann McNeil, the president and founder of NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We want to thank you all, the listening audience, for being with us this morning. And then, this is NABWIC Talks, signing off. See you next Wednesday, and see you all at the top.